Welcome to New Generation Church with our pastor, Eddie Garcia.
The title of my message today is Doors. Simple, easy, Doors. Doors. En español fuera puertas. Doors. Amen. We're going to be reading verses 7 and 8. Verses 7 and 8, I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version. You might have the NIV or American Standard or the New Living Translation. That's fine. Just follow me along. The Word of the Lord reads like this, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Revelations 3, verses 7 and 8 say, "And the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens." Verse 8 says, "I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name." Hallelujah. How many know that there's different types of doors in our lives? There's good doors, and there's not so good doors. In other words, there's good doors and there's bad doors. Amen? How many are understanding already what I'm trying to get at? My question is this morning, what door are you in front of? I'm going to say that again. My question this morning is, what door are you in front of? What door are you standing in front of? Are you standing in front of a good door or a bad door? And our prayer this morning is that God would give you the understanding, that God would give you the revelation of what door you're standing in front of. The Bible says in Revelations 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." And this morning I hear someone knocking at your door. This morning someone is knocking at your door and saying, "If you open up the door, I will come in." Hello, somebody. Man, you guys are quiet in God's house this morning. God's knocking at your door. God's knocking at your door. And he says, "And if you hear my voice and you open the door, I will come in." In other words, God is knocking and he's waiting on us to open up that door. He's waiting on us to respond. God is a gentleman. God is a gentleman. He waits for you to open the door. He doesn't force himself where he's not welcome. He doesn't push the door. He doesn't force the door. He puts the ball in our court. And he knocks like a gentleman. And God is knocking this morning at the door of your heart. And he's telling you, "If you hear my voice and you open, I will come in. I will come in and I will dine with you and you will dine with me and we will be together." How many can praise the Lord this morning? How many can open up that door? Abre la puerta. Open the door. God's knocking. Dios está tocando. What door are you in front of? I almost changed the title of my message from doors to God's knocking. Amen. But praise the Lord. We're going to stick to doors because it's going to make sense right now. How many know that God is in control of our opportunities? You know, God is in control of our opportunities. God is in control of your doors. God, he opens doors and he closes doors. How many are grateful for some doors that God closed? Hello, somebody. Amen. So God's in control of our opportunities. So that means that sometimes certain doors take you to certain opportunities. So opportunities don't always show up looking like doors. Doors and opportunities go together. Whether you're in church, whether you're at work, wherever you go, God's in control of your doors. God's in control of your opportunities. He opens and he closes doors. No one can take your door. Hello. Tell your neighbor, nobody can take my door. Nobody can open my door. Tell them, nobody can take my door. Nobody can open my door. I got the control of that. I'm in control whether I take advantage of the opportunity, whether I open the door. I'm in control whether I allow that door to open. You see, God gives us free will. God gives us the opportunity to make decisions and choices. But here in the Bible, in the scripture that we have read, it is John writing to the churches, the seven churches. John was in an island, in the island of Patmos, and the revelation of God, the word of God, came to John, and he began to put the pen to paper, and he began to write the revelation that he got, and he's writing to the church of Philadelphia, and he's telling them, hey, you're in front of a door. He tells them, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have little strength, but yet you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. You know, God's telling them through John, he's telling them, look, I see that you're tired. I see that you've grown weary. I see that you've given it all. I see that you can't no more. So God's telling the church of Philadelphia, look, I'm in control now. I'm at the door with you. I will do the rest. In other words, God is telling the church, you know what? I got it now. You've done your work. You've done your part. You've labored and you've grown tired. But you know what? He's giving them an attaboy. He's telling them, hey, you kept my word. You have not denied my name. And God is telling you this morning, you know what? I got you. I got you. I see that you're tired. I see that you've labored tremendously. And that you have grown tired. But you know what? I got you now. You know why? Because you have not denied his word. Even though you have little strength, you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. You know, and that's something that moves the heart of God. It is a people that are obedient, a people that keep his name, a people that have reverence for God, a people that love him regardless of the situations and the circumstances. They're in love with God, and they'll do whatever it takes to please and to honor the name of God Almighty. God knows your works, church. I'm going to say it again because some of you guys didn't hear me. God knows your works. He sees. He knows what you do. Nothing goes past God. He's seen that you've labored. He's seen that you've worked the ground. He's seen that you've sown the seed. And God is saying this morning, I've seen. Te miro, te guacho, I can see you. Yo miro, I am looking and I'm pleased with what I see. You've kept my name. You kept my word. You have not thrown in the towel. You haven't hung up the gloves. You're persistent. You're consistent. You're in my house day in and day out. You're in prayer day in and day out. You're communion with me. I have seen it. God knows your work. He sees it. He knows it. Nothing goes past him. God has set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. Oh, no, you moyeron, you're going to hear me. This ought to get you excited. Because God has set, and this is a prophetic word for somebody this morning, that God has set an open door in front of you, and no one can shut it. Nobody, not even the haters, can shut God's door. Not even the critics. Not even your friends, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters. Hello, somebody. Nobody can shut it because God has opened it. God has seen that you have a little strength, but you have kept his word and you have not denied his name. And that's why God is placed you in front of this door. It is as if God would be saying, you have done your part. Now it's my turn. You have done your part. Now it's my turn to glorify myself, to show myself faithful, to show people that it is worthwhile to serve me. Hello. I know that God's already speaking to you. God's moving. That what you feel in here, that's the Holy Spirit telling you, hey, you're getting your reward. God heard your prayer. God heard your prayer. God heard, God seen those tears. God seen that worry. God seen everything that you were going through, that discouragement, that you know what, I don't know, this is the last time that I go to church, and if you don't move in my life, Lord, I don't know, I'm gonna stop going to church. But God is here this morning to tell you, I am here, I am at the door, and if you open up the door, I will come in, and I will dine with you. And you will dine with me. Even when God asked you to do things that were different and that were difficult. I'm going to say that again. Even when God asked you to do things that were different and that were difficult, you still did them. And that's why God is here this morning to remind you, I have seen it. You never said no. You never said no. You always said amen. Brother, can you do this? Amen. Sister, can you do that? Amen. Can you come here? Yes, I can. Can you go there? Yes, I can. Can you volunteer? Yes, I can. I can do it. You never said no. And God has seen your faithfulness. When people cursed you, you loved them anyways. When they took from you, you still gave to them. You did things that nobody seen. You did stuff even when no one said thank you. Because you didn't do it unto men. You did it unto God. And God has seen that you didn't give up. Even though you felt like giving up, but you didn't give up. Even though you wanted to throw in the towel, but you didn't throw in the towel. You remain faithful like the Church of Philadelphia. You remain faithful. You honor his name. You kept his word. You might have clenched your teeth, but you were faithful. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but now you're at the door. Now you're at the finish line. And some of you guys don't even realize it, but you're already at the door. And God's going to reveal this week to you that door. You're going to remember Eddie G. You're going to say, this is the door that he was talking about. This is God that warned me. This is God that prepared me that he was going to bring me to this door. And I need to walk in through that door because this is a godly door. God is saying, church, you did it all for me. You never told me no. You never denied me. You always, always kept my word. You did everything you could. You remained faithful, but now it's my turn. And I am stepping in, says the Lord. I'm stepping in. I'm taking over. We don't need your strength anymore. Now it's on me. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to sustain you in the palm of my right hand. I'm going to watch over you. That illness, that sickness, no more. Hallelujah. That poverty mindset, no more. I got you. I will open the windows of heaven and you will see if I don't pour out a blessing upon your home. Amen. You did everything you could. You remained faithful. And the Lord is telling you once again, behold, I have set before you an open door. Amen. I'm going to say that again. The Lord is saying, behold, I have set before you an open door. Shout. Open door. Come on, church. Shout, open door. Open door. Oh, no, that was weak. You could do better than that. Open door. Open door. Amen. Believe you believe it? Amen. Amen. We got one person that believes it. He's going to get that open door. Lord. Hallelujah. We got two. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The doors are open. It is not a man-made door. It's a God door. It's an opportunity. Remember, doors are types of opportunities. Doors don't always look like doors. They come as opportunities. You know, sometimes they invite you somewhere. And you don't want to go. But you say, well, let's go. I'll go with you. And you go. And when you go... You end up with the right job, or you meet Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Hello, somebody. They're doors. They're opportunities. You need to understand that opportunities are doors. Here's the problem with opportunities. They are nothing more than just that. They're opportunities. They're nothing more than that than just that. That's the problem with opportunities. They are nothing more than just that. God is telling you, seize the opportunity. I'm going to say that again. God is telling you, seize the opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunity. Go in through that door. Why? Because God creates them. He creates opportunities. He creates doors. He opens doors. But opportunities have to be seized by you and me. In other words, we have to seize that opportunity. We have to seize that door. We have to walk through that door. You know, you can stand in front of the door all day long. But it's not until you go inside the door that things change. That's why every building has a door. That's why every house has a door, because it separates the inside from the outside, or the outside from the inside. Amen. Especially here in the valley, right? Sometimes you're outside and it's 120 degrees, right? But once you go in that door, you come inside and it's 70 degrees. Well, if you're in my apartment, it's 62 degrees. Amen. But there's a difference, right? Because you can be outside that door, struggling in the heat, ready to faint, ready to pass out, and remain outside the door and have a heat stroke. Or you can go inside the door where it's 70 degrees, where it's nice and cool and comfortable, where there's water, where there's freshening, where there's rest, where there's renewing, where you're at peace. And that is the difference, church. Whether we just stand at the door or we go in through the door. Whether we just stand at the opportunity or we take advantage, we seize that opportunities. Opportunities, they have to be seized by you. They are God opportunities. You have to understand that that miracles don't happen at the door. They happen on the other side of the door. You have to go through the door. You have to go through the door. You have to take that chance. You have to take that step. You have to take that risk. And trust in God. Remember that God is telling you this morning, hey, I seen that you're weak, but you didn't deny my word. I seen that you no longer can, but I got you. I'm taking over. In other words, you're activating your faith. You're saying that it's no longer me, but you, God. It is no longer I, but it's you. It's all about you. If this door is going to work out, if this opportunity is going to work out, it's because you make it work for me, God, because I can't do it by myself. I can't do it on my own. I no longer can. You know, my life changed. When I came in the doors of this church, you know, I was sharing, yes, last Sunday, a week ago today in Hopeville, at Pastor Rocha's church, and I was sharing with the church that I remember when I would come to this church high on drugs. Hopefully you don't think of me any differently. But I'm trying to be transparent because I know it's going to help somebody. Not that I'm happy or proud of it, but I'm talking about 8 years ago, I came to this church under the influence of drugs to the point where I was so lost that, you know, I even did drugs in the restroom. Hello, somebody. But you know what? I was here. I was looking for a change. I was looking for an opportunity. I was looking for a door, and the doors opened up, and I came to NGC, and the church embraced me. The church accepted me. The church loved me. The church was with me. They encouraged me. They didn't criticize me. They didn't talk about me. They knew that I was struggling. They prayed for me. They took time to talk to me. And God began to change my life. But it was up to me to take advantage of that opportunity. And now, fast forward 8 years later, look what the Lord has done. Look what God has done. He has been faithful. He has been faithful, church. He changed my life. He took over. I was tired. I was weak. I was barely making it on Wednesdays. I would come in late after the worship was already starting. That way they wouldn't see me come in. And I would usually, before they dismissed, I was already out the door. Because I wanted to sneak in and I wanted to sneak out. But I was searching. I was looking. I was weak. But my God was strong. My God was strong. He seen my efforts. And little by little, I stopped using drugs. And now for the glory of God, I've been free. For 8 years now, for the glory of God. Was it easy? No, it wasn't. It hasn't been easy, but you know what? It's not impossible because the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed. The new has come. You have to understand, church, that miracles don't happen at the door. They happen on the other side of the door. You have to go through that door. I came through the doors of NGC, and the miracles happen on the other side of the door. Jesus himself said, I am the door. John 10:7 says, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. So he's the head shepherd. He's the main guy. Es el buen pastor, the good shepherd. He said, I am the door. I am the door of the sheep. You know, so that's all we need. All we need is Jesus. All we need is Jesus. Don't disqualify yourself. Don't cut yourself short because you don't know a lot of Bible or because you don't have a lot of understanding. Don't cut yourself. Jesus is telling you, I am the door of the sheep. John 10:9 says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures, find green pastures. Why? Because you go in through the right door, through the correct door, which is Jesus Christ. He is saying, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And that's the whole point why we're here. Is because we got saved. Or if you're not saved, you want to get saved. You want to change. You want to live different. You want to think different. You want to serve God because there's something in you that is sick and tired of being sick and tired. You want to change and you don't know how, but let me tell you that you're in the right place. Glory. Jesus says you can't get it if it doesn't come through me first. You can't get it unless it comes through Jesus first. You have to understand that the doorways are opportunities. God is giving you opportunity. He's giving you godly opportunities. It is not your smartness, you being intellectual, or because you have that suave or that gift or that charisma. No, it's because God is in your life. It's because God, you've recognized, you've understood that you need him. And because you have received him as your Lord and Savior, it is God that speaks on your behalf. It is God that touches the heart of others because even though you are weak, he is strong. Even though you have failures, he is perfect. How many can praise God? So you have to understand that to seize the opportunity of a lifetime, you have to do it in the lifetime of the opportunity. Did you catch it? I'm going to say that one more time. You have to understand, church, that to seize the opportunity of a lifetime, you have to do it in the lifetime of that opportunity. In other words, when the door opens, go through it. Don't think about it. Just do it. Because that opportunity has a lifetime. It's a lifetime opportunity. It has an expiration date. Hello, somebody. So to seize this opportunity of a lifetime, you have to just do it. Don't worry too much of what are they going to say? What are they going to think? They're going to talk about me. They talk about you anyways. Hello? I'm going to say that again. They talk about you anyways. Might as well take the opportunity. Do what God is calling you to do. Don't worry. God's got you. No te preocupes. Don't worry. God's got you. Remember that all doors have a shelf life. They don't last forever. I'm going to say that again. All doors have a shelf life. They don't last forever. Kind of like that bread loaf, the loaf of bread that you have at home, right? You got to eat it before a certain date. If not, it starts going green, right? It starts getting all moldy. And then you want to make a sandwich and you're over there picking out the green. Hello? Oh, that was just me. Amen. So you have to take advantage. Okay, peanut butter and jelly, pues. And you don't need bologna. Since you got out of the county jail, ya no más bologna, no more bologna. Amen. So peanut butter and jelly. But yes, you have to take advantage of the opportunity during its shelf life, before it expires, before that door closes. Because all doors, they have a shelf life. They don't last forever. You have to take advantage of the opportunity, church. Amen. I got 15 minutes to land the plane. Hallelujah. Yes. I don't believe the opportunities last forever. God is a God of restoration. In other words, check it out. The opportunity doesn't last forever, but it doesn't mean that the opportunity is gone forever. I'm going to say that again. The opportunities don't last forever, but it doesn't mean that opportunity is gone forever. Why? Why? Thank you for asking. Why? Because we serve a God that is a God of restoration. However, if you miss the door, you may have to wait a significant amount of time for it to come around again. Are you understanding? So for some of you guys that are slow, if you miss it the first time, you're gonna have to catch the second bus. If you miss the first bus, you're going to have to catch the second bus to get to your destination. And I'm grateful that God is a God of restoration, because I'm one of those slow ones. I missed the bus the first time, but the second time, I'm waiting at the bus stop. I'm not moving no matter what comes my way, because I'm going to get to my destiny, because I'm taking advantage of the restoration process that God has done in my life, and I'm going to get to where God has for me no matter what. You know, the point is to get there. That's why don't focus on others, just be selfish for once. I'm going to say that again. Don't focus on others. You have my permission to be selfish for once. Santo. Yes, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Why? Because God has seen your suffering. God has seen your pain. He's seen your struggles. And he's telling you, hey, I have set before you an open door. I have set before you an open door. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3 says, then the Lord answered me and said to me, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. Hello. When you walk through God-sized doors, he has people waiting to bless you, to help you move forward. You just got to take your step of faith. God will take care of the rest. He has strategically set up people that are going to help you. You just have to do your part and go through the door. Do what God has called you to do. Trust in that voice that is speaking to you and telling you, just do it. Go for it. Aviéntate. No la pienses. Don't think about it. Just do it. Open that business. Open that door. Another thing about doors is that is preparing for the door. You, in other words, you can't start to prepare for that open door. In other words, when that door opens up, you better be ready. Amen. Hello, somebody. When God opens that door, when that door comes open, and God's telling you to go through that door, you need to be ready. It's not time for preparation. Right. In other words, downtime is prep time. Downtime is prep time. Amen. So don't start preparing for that door. You can't start preparing when the door shows up. You have to be ready when the opportunity presents itself. I'm going to say that again. Downtime is prep time. You have to be ready to seize the opportunity. And with this, I'm going to end. I'm going to land. Looking at the clock. Amen. Luke 19, verses 2 through 5. Now behold, there was a man named Zacharias, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him. And he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacharias, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house." So Zacharias heard that the door was going to come by. And he prepared for the opportunity. In other words, he didn't prepare when the door was there. He was already ready when the door showed up. How many can say amen? So Zacharias, he sees the opportunity. He sees the door. He was ready. Now my question is to you, are you ready? Are you ready? Or are you getting ready? Or what are you doing? So when the door shows up, so that you can seize the opportunity. You know, are you preparing? Are you going to school? You know, are you losing weight? Hello? Are you cutting your hair? Are you doing your nails? You know, so when he shows up. Hello, somebody. What are you doing to seize that opportunity? Zechariah, he seized the opportunity. He didn't ask. Or he didn't tell anybody around, "Hey, what do you think if I climb up that tree and I wait for Jesus to show up?" He didn't ask. He just did it. Okay, now that's the last one. He just did it. You imagine. If we would have asked, there would have been somebody that would say, "Oh, no, that tree's too high. How are you going to get up there? You don't have a ladder. You're short. You know, you're tripping. Jesus is coming by. That's loco. You're crazy. Como que el tree? How are you going to get up on the tree? Come on now." You know, but he thought outside the box. He's thinking. I like his thinking. He didn't counsel with anybody. He did what when he knew was right. You have to know that doors don't always show up announcing that they are a door or an opportunity. Doors don't always say, "Hey, I'm a door." I'm going to say that again. Doors don't always say, "Hey, I am a door." Amen. Some doors change your life forever when you take the opportunity and you seize it. And some of you guys here can relate. Some of you guys here understand exactly what I'm talking about, because that opportunity showed up and you seized it. And you're living in God's blessing. You're living in victory. You're living where you're at because you took advantage of the opportunity. You seized the opportunity of a lifetime, and that now you're living in God's rewards. Now you're living in God's blessings because you didn't worry about what others thought or what they were going to think. You took advantage of the godly opportunity. So some doors, they change your life forever. So take chances, take risk, take advantage of the opportunity and seize it. And now to finish, my question is again, what door are you in front of? What door has God placed you in front of? God will reveal to you if you don't know. Some of you guys already beamed, you know. Go back to school. Apply for the other job. Put the application in. Call your mom. Call your dad. Call your son. You know, God's placed you in front of a door right now. And some of you guys, God is revealing it to you as I speak. Some of you guys, God will reveal it to you on your way home or when you're at the house or during this week. When that door shows up, you know what to do. Amen. Let us stand to our feet.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.